joining us from the Huntsville area. Congressman Mo Brooks is here. Congressman, welcome in. I hope you're feeling better. I understand you've got a little COVID going on.
I do. Mine's pretty mild. I've only had three adverse reactions. One is, you can probably tell, I'm a little bit hoarse. Two, I had a temperature of a maximum of about 99, most of the time no temperature at all. And then probably the biggest direct effect is, since I'm in quarantine, I had to drive from Washington to Huntsville on Wednesday rather than quarantine in Washington. I wanted to be in Alabama, a much better place to be.
Yeah, so welcome home, and I'm glad. Are you feeling,
compared to many,
are you feeling better today than you were yesterday?
Yeah, the worst was probably Monday or Tuesday, which prompted me to get the test. And ever since then, it's been getting a little bit better, a little bit better. The only thing I feel different is my voice. It's just a little bit hoarse. That's it. So I've been very fortunate compared to many.
Well, good. I'm glad you're feeling better today, and hopefully this will be gone from you here in the next day or so, and you'll be back swinging 100% again. Yeah, my wife Judy had it last week, and it felt like a sinus infection to her. I didn't get tested. I didn't get any symptoms whatsoever. I might have had a cough for 2 days, but I thought, look, this isn't even worth going to get tested for, and I'm totally fine. But yeah, it's spreading like crazy. The good news is it's not as bad as the other variants, and it only lasts for a few days, and you're back at it. So glad to hear you're doing better. Hey, listen, I do want to talk about your bill that you've got going on here about not allowing the federal government to resettle illegals in our communities. But first, I want to get your thoughts on what took place yesterday on the House vote. And listen to Joe Biden, how he's trying to get this election reform thing is spun into and a false narrative of this being a racial issue. Listen to this.
One thing for certain, like every other major civil rights bill that came along, if we missed the first time, we could come back and try it a second time.
Major civil rights bill? This is not a major civil rights bill. This is about keeping the election, transparent and full of integrity. And the Biden administration and congressional Democrats are just pushing to keep everything the way it is and actually make things worse as they try and federalize our election. That is craziness to me, the spin they're doing. And then I want to get your thoughts on how they tie this into this NASA bill, which is so bizarre to me.
All right. Well, the Democrats are code one panic right now, and they're resorting to the worst of the worst of their messages. They're trying to stoke racial division amongst the American people in hopes that that will get them a racial block vote. It's one of their go-to plays in their playbook anytime things start looking bad for them, and that's what this is all about. There is zero racism in the election bills that have been passed around the United States, the election laws that are in place. And I say that because all of the laws apply to everyone equally. Okay? If there was a problem based on race, well, we've had 50, 60 years worth of lawsuits by the Justice Department and others that got rid of things that were actually based on race. So, no, if there's any racism, it's on the part of the Democrats. By way of example, they hate photo identification, even though the Bipartisan Commission on Federal Election Reform highly, strongly recommended photo ID. And the Democrats are submitting, in effect, that for some reason, minorities, because of their race, don't have the ability to do what other people are able to do, get a photo ID. And that's false. That's bunk. And the Democrats shouldn't go there. But again, that's their number one play call in their playbook.
If I'm a black American, I'm insulted with that type of rhetoric coming from the president. What do you mean I can't go get a photo ID? What?
Yeah, I mean, driver's license? There's some inhibition on the ability of, say, an African American to get a driver's license? Come on.
No.
Everybody is equal. Everybody has the same ability in very general terms. Everybody can comply with these laws. It's very, very simple. And for the socialist Democrats to suggest otherwise, that's where the racism is.
Explain to me how you tie this election reform bill into a NASA bill like they did yesterday. What in the world is going on with that?
It's unfathomable to me. I'll leave that up to other people. There's no rational relationship between the two.
Continuing our conversation with Congressman Mo Brooks, I'll tell you, boy, in 1 year's time, Congressman, this administration has just blown it every turn they make. And I got to think that the pendulum swinging back to control of the House going to the Republicans is inevitable, but you never know. We can't let our foot off the pedal on this one as far as Republicans go. We got to keep pushing. And I got to tell you, with our border situation now, what they did in New York, allowing illegals to vote, they continue to allow illegals to come across our border. There's really no enforcement there. More apprehensions than ever before. And I got to tell you, high five to you on this bill now, empowering our own governors to make decisions and not allow the federal government to resettle illegals in our states and our communities. Do you have a lot of support on this, and do you feel pretty good about this moving forward?
I have a lot of support amongst those of us who believe in border security, and of course, no support amongst those who don't. In particular, the United States Chamber of Commerce, they in all probability will oppose this legislation because their number one public policy goal for which they spend tens of millions of dollars per election cycle is to import as much cheap foreign labor as possible, whether it be legal or illegal. Now, in fairness, Chamber of Commerce prefers that it be legal because they don't want their members to get in trouble when they hire cheap foreign labor rather than American citizens. But at the same time, if it is illegal, you'll see the Chamber of Commerce pushing for amnesty. You know, we had two bills that passed the House this year, over 6 million illegal aliens given amnesty. Ultimately, that means citizenship and voting, which, of course, is what the Democrats want. And all of this reminds me of an old saying from around 1920 in Russia. The capitalists will sell you the rope they're going to hang you with.
Yeah, good point. And as you introduce this bill into the House, the votes won't be there. Is it dead on arrival, or why go through?
Democrats will not allow us to get this kind of legislation to the House floor. The reason we persist in introducing legislation like this of a myriad of different kinds is to try to help the public understand what we would do if we're back in charge. It's a motivant.
I like it. It's a good move, and we've got to get back to law and order in this country. We've got to get back to following the current laws on the books when it comes to immigration and this push to get voters into this country. You're right. That's all they're about. Could you imagine us being allowed to vote in Italy's elections? It never happened. But in this country, hey, it doesn't matter where you're from. We'll send you some ballots to mail in if you want to mail them in. No problem. Well, Congressman, thanks for being with me. Congressman Mo Brooks, hope you feel better. Have a great weekend, and we will talk again soon.